Good morning, everyone. Before my presentation, Quran introduces many field trials around the world. Today, I will present a particular research in China, in Sichuan province. We compare polyhalite with MOP as a potassium source on the yield of corn and the uptake of nutrients in corn. The Sichuan province in China is located in the midwest of China. This area, the corn is very important crop. The corn cultivated area is about 1.37 million hectares. And the average yield is about 6.7 tons per hectare. Everybody knows growing corn requires a lot of potassium. Before Quran is already introduced polyhalite, we just make polyhalite is contain 4 different nutrients. So far in UK, is large deposit, about 2.6 million tons. So, polyhalite can be used as an economic nutrient source for crop production. For this field trial, the purpose is to evaluate the corn response to polyhalite application in comparison to commercial available MOP. This way, the field trial is in Amu County, Sichuan Province. This is soil physical chemical properties before the field trial. In this trial, we designed 9 treatments, including 2 potassium source. One is polyhalite, one is MOP. We have 4 different rates, 75, 100, 130, 150, 225, K2O, kilogram per hectare. We use the nitrogen and the phosphorus is the same amount. For applied fertilizer, the nitrogen and the phosphorus, the source, were urea and the MAP. We use 60% of nitrogen and all phosphorus and the potassium fertilizer applied as base fertilizer. And 14% of total nitrogen was applied as side dry fertilizer. The design is random, complete block designed with 3 replications. For this trial, we want to determine effectiveness of polyhalite as a nutrient of source for maize production, include yield, tissue nutrient concentration, and the soil nutrients change. This photo shows the 2 treatments. One is control, no potassium. This is with applied polyhalite. With the rate is 113 K2O kilogram per hectare. We will see applied polyhalite, the plants grow better than control. This is a different stage in the field. This is corn at early growth stage. This is corn at the maturity. So for result, we first see that the yield, corn yield, to respond to potassium rate. We have two different potassium sources. One is polyhalite, one is MOP. The green lines is polyhalite. The black lines is MOP. We can see from this figure, we increase the potassium right, the kernel yield where is increased. Compare these two fertilizers, we see polyhalite have high kernel yield than MOP. This is a compared control MOP 44. For control is 6.8 tons per hectare. MOP is 8.3. Polyhalite have 8.6. So we see the positive yield response to polyhalite over control and the MOP. Next, the figures we just determined the potassium accumulation in the corn straw and the grain, and determined the response to different rate of potassium applied. This figure also the same. The green line is polyhalite, the black line is MOP. We see we increase the rate of potassium applied in the field, we increase the potassium accumulation in the corn plants. Also, compare the two fertilizer, potassium more accumulation in the polyhalite treatment compared with MOP treatment. So, how about the total biomass and the plant height response to the different potassium source? From this table, we can see control, the total biomass is 12,000 kilogram per hectare, MOP 15,000, polyhalite 15,799. So polyhalite significantly increase total biomass of corn. Also, for the plant height, the polyhalite also highest the control and the MOP. How about the other nutrients accumulation in the plants compared to these two fertilizer, the different rate treatment? This is the nitrogen accumulation in the grain and the nitrogen accumulation in the straw. We compare control MOP and polyhalite. We see the polyhalite is 112, MOP 107, control is 89. So polyhalite significantly increase nitrogen accumulation in grain. Also, polyhalite significantly increase nitrogen accumulation in straw compared with control and MOP. How about the calcium in straw and the magnesium in straw? From this table, we also see polyhalite treatment have 27 calcium accumulation in the straw, MOP only 25, control only 19. For magnesium, polyhalite treatment is 13, MOP is 11, control is 9.39. So we use polyhalite, we also significantly increase calcium accumulation in the straw and the magnesium accumulation in the straw. Also, we determined sulfur content in strong and also measure the suffer available suffer content in the soil after harvest the corn. So the soil or the suffer content is strong for polyhalite is 0.96, MOP is 0.76, control 0.73. So apply polyhalite, significantly increase the suffer in the strong of corn. Also apply polyhalite, increase the soil available suffer after they harvest the corn. They use a polyhalite treatment is 26.72, MOP is 25.95, control is 25.52. Because the polyhalite is the fertilizer, they contain potassium sulfate, calcium sulfate, and the magnesium sulfate. So we make conclusions. Apply potassium fertilizer can significantly increase corn kernel yield, and potassium accumulation in the plant increase with increased rate of potassium applied. Polyhalite also significantly increase corn kernel yield compared with MOP applied. Polyhalite also significantly improve the nitrogen accumulation in the harvest corn grain and strong. Polyhalite also improved calcium magnesium in harvest strong compared with MOP. The polyhalite, because polyhalite they include sulfur, they also significantly increase the sulfur content in the strong of corn, also increased available sulfur in the soil compared with MOP. Thank you for your attention.
Remember, repeat the question.
Okay. So his question is, did you mean calculating the economic benefit for more polyhalite and MOP? I didn't do this kind of economic analysis. So.
We have time for questions if there's any more.
When you apply your potassium treatment with polyhalite, you balance the sulfur.
No, no, for the sulfur. Yes, because polyhalite has the sulfur inside. We just apply the polyhalite alone.
Compared
with MOP.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you compare potassium effects on response.
So you mean to use, I use the sulfur alone to camera?
You use sulfur.
Oh yeah, what his question is, as we design the treatment with sulfur, the element sulfur used, but this treatment we didn't use, we just use the two different potassium source.